What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A story here. Don't be surprised if you get a message the next time you're on Google saying you're too young to view some search results. It would be because their AI thinks you're a child. Starting this week, Google is using a form of machine learning to determine whether someone is under the age of 18 by monitoring their web history and the videos they watch on YouTube. Sure, it's kind of creepy, but Google says it'll provide more age-appropriate searches for kids. If they get it wrong, they can forget about this. You can send them a selfie with some government ID to unlock all the results.
This is going to stick around for a week. It's a CYA. Other institutions or internet companies, whatever, are getting sued, Instagram in particular, because they are feeding content to underaged users that is not safe for those users to be viewing. There's a lot of stuff on Instagram that you would think would violate Instagram's content policies, and it violates the eyeballs, but it certainly doesn't violate their policies, and 13-year-olds are getting a hold of this stuff, and it's having a very, very negative impact.
Well, how about you be a parent and be better at monitoring your kids' searches on the internet?
That's just not how it works these days. They give their kids iPhones in the first grade, and kids are very smart.
Then it's off to the races.
Yeah, they will figure out how to look up whatever they want to look up. You can put as many restrictions on there that you want to put on there. They will find a way to get around
it. And how does one take a selfie with my passport or my driver's license and then send it? I'm assuming they have a phone number that I'm supposed to send it to or email it to.
It would probably just be a link once that warning pops up saying you're too young. Click on the link to override the warning or whatever.
And how can you verify if I'm 13 years old and my cool 19-year-old brother took the selfie for me?
Oh, the first thing that I would do is, take a picture of my parent, go and find their ID, take a picture of their ID, Photoshop them together, and then upload that picture as the selfie. Just got around it. Sorry, parents who are trying to protect their kids from things on the internet.
Parents who are trying to protect their kids actually do things.
Well, that's true. They don't allow them to have free range use of the internet. I was one of those kids that probably should not have had free range use of the internet.
Back to Yahoo. Yahoo!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, and what if you're a parent who has, an infant, and so you use, and I don't condone this practice either, but you use the tablet as the babysitter. So you watch a lot of Bluey on your YouTube app. Mm-hmm. YouTube is tied to Google. So now as an adult, since you let your kid watch Bluey on your account, you can't Google anything that's not safe for an infant?
From the text line, do you know how the internet at all the schools only allows you to do certain things? Yeah, my son has bypassed all that. It's like Ferris Bueller.
You should be proud.
I did that too.
Ugh, kids today.
I was a great kid.
I am so glad that I grew up in the era that I did. And we had to stand by grown men at the PX at Fort whatever, pretending to read a comic book while we looked over their shoulder as they were looking through Penthouse. That's how I saw a woman.
All right, well.
From the text line, judgy much? I mean, do whatever you want to do, but there are studies showing that that's not great.
A possum was treated at a Nebraska animal hospital after wandering into a family's backyard and gorging itself on an entire chocolate mousse cake from Costco. Kim Doggett said the cake had been placed on a table in her backyard because she ran out of room in the fridge. So she was going to let the outdoors cool it for her, keep it cool. Somehow the possum got there. The possum was not moving and appeared to be panting. Now, before I hear about it on the text line, Scott, why do you keep calling it a possum? It's an opossum. That is false. And I have done my research on this.
I did not know that.
There are two separate kinds of animals that resemble the possum opossum.
The possum opossum.
Both are rodents.
Correct. If they are found in Australia, they are called opossums.
Australia, opossum.
If they are found in the United States, hiding by a tree in my backyard, eating ticks, they are called possums.
Or chocolate cake, not just ticks.
Now, this possum did take the internet by storm with everyone saying he was their spirit animal. Because who doesn't want to eat a whole chocolate cake? Well, not Michael. We've learned that chocolate's not your thing.
ABC, anything but chocolate.
I'm only reading this because it is so ridiculously stupid, and Sam put it in the stack, so apparently he wants me to read it. You know that a person in the United States wants to acquire Greenland.
The joke has been made, yes.
Yes. A Republican congressman from Georgia has introduced a bill in the U.S. House that would change the name of Greenland, a la the Gulf of Mexico, to the Gulf of America, that would change the name of Greenland to Red, White, and Blueland. Moving on.
Duh. Sorry, I was off key there. I'll try that again.
Do that again, please.
Dumb.
A little off key.
How did you find that nugget?
It was one of the top stories on one of your major news outlets because for whatever reason, we have decided that we are going to focus on every single useless bill that is proposed.
All right.
I don't know why we do that because we've never done that in the history of America.
Oh, yes, we have.
Okay. Well, we are really just focusing on things that are never going to happen.
Focus.
Why waste the paper to write the bill? I already know the answer, but that's a rhetorical question.
What else do you have?
Okay. Lenexa Police Department is investigating a double homicide yesterday morning after officers found two women dead while responding to a welfare check. This is in Lenexa, 90th Street, just west of Lackman. They were found at 5 o'clock in the morning after someone called 911 to report that the victims may have been shot. Officers found two women who they believe are related, took a man into custody, who is also believed to be related to the victims. Court documents filed yesterday say that Luke Howard killed his mother, Valerie, and his aunt, Joyce, at their home in Lenexa. He turned himself into police after telling pharmacists at a Walgreens in Liberty, who then called police. He just walked into a random Walgreens and said, I killed my mom and aunt?
Yeah, I'll take some of that itch cream. I killed my mom and my aunt.
P.S. He had blood on his clothes, admitted to Liberty Police that he had killed his mom and his aunt because they had evicted him from the house. He had had previous encounters with law enforcement in the days prior to the shooting. He claimed that his mother grabbed him by the neck and pushed him.
That does not justify shooting them, sir.
No, it does not. Okay. Well, he's going to prison for the rest of his life, most likely. His mom had given him a 30-day eviction notice, and he was upset, and he yelled at her.
That was very generous of the mom.
Okay. All right. Quick break. That guy over there is Michael Mackey.
Hello.
Guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.